Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, I was able to record a teaching that you did in Oregon about the Lamb. And I can tell you, I had a visceral reaction to the message. I literally, I kind of was bawling up and weeping so hard that, I mean, my body was shaking, was it not? And it was a revelation of him that just exploded in my spirit, in my heart. But it was there was a visceral reaction that happened. And it was the most incredible message I've ever heard you do on the Lamb. It was incredible. It's just incredible. And so I'm really, really, really looking forward to your going into, that in a deeper way and in a different angle maybe, or even, but I that message on the Lamb and the revelation of the Lamb, it's because we've heard it in church, oh, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb, it's become trite, and it's become like everything. I mean, we hear it over and over and over. We hear things, John 3:16, it becomes unremarkable. Because of the fact that we've just, by repetition, we've heard it over, we've heard it abused, we've heard it misused, we've heard it, you know, and we've heard it made common. Yeah, it's just been made common. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this message, you know, you say, oh, well, we're going to talk about the Lamb. Well, oh, well, yeah, I know who the Lamb is. I know, you know, Twyla Paris sings her little song and it's wonderful. Everything's great. And yeah, it's going to be wonderful. No, it's this message is so high, and I don't know if I would say as a preparation to hear the voice of God is a series that would be great for the preparation of this. But it's the fourth CD in that series is called The Lamb, and it is spoken with such power. I mean,
and that was way before I began on this journey, wasn't it? It was at least a year before I began this particular journey. And the thing that I am most vulnerable about, I did that message weeping. And that may happen at this conference too. I don't know whether I can go through it without weeping. So this is very, very different probably from the whole manner of the other conferences, because this is about experiencing the Lamb in life. And that message was about experiencing the Lamb that you're talking about.
And as someone who was listening to someone deliver that message, I had that visceral reaction. I know that it won't be the same message at all. But I do know that just hearing you bring that revelation of an experience, it's visceral. That's all I could say. It literally impacted me. I said earlier that it was like someone put a fire poker in my belly and stirred it around. It was incredible. It stirred me so deeply to so many levels that all I could do is just literally kind of just pull into myself and weep. And if I'm having that reaction to a message about what's coming and who we're to serve and the Lamb. And if I'm having, this is just like a whiff of what's coming. And I'm having that kind of reaction. I need every bit of preparation to be able to actually face the Lamb. Oh my gosh. I want to be as prepared as I can be to meet the Lamb. But I want that Lamb nature evidenced and in reality in me. towards the world. I want that Lamb nature everywhere. I want to, when I see him, I want to go, I want to smell like him. I want to have that smell on me. I want to have his life in me so that my literal, my life has that smell of the Lamb that I've lived. And I know that, you know, when I first came and before I ever did the sheep and everything like that, I didn't have a Lamb nature. I was, rather guarded. I was rather, bolstered. I was, used my discernment for saving myself and whoever was around me that I cared about. And I've been stripped for the last 20 years. I've been stripped of the power and the, because it's illegitimate, the power to be safe, to protect myself, to bolster and blockade myself and make myself, you know, safe. And the revelation of the Lamb in your life, whether you have taught it or not, I've witnessed the Lamb nature in you. And it's so perfect that you would be the one that was teaching that to the ones that are following with Shulamite Ministries, because you have evidenced that and you have impacted so many of us with the Lamb nature, because you do smell like the Lamb. You do have Lamb nature. You have embraced your cross and you have gone through the process and you do have that. And so he can bring that message forth from you. He's not going to do it on some young buck. He's not going to bring his divine revelation of his heavenly, eternal nature. He's not going to bring that through somebody who doesn't bear the mark of that. So that should be an accommodation and a commending of your life, the life of Christ, allowing him to strip you, to bring you into Lamb nature, to smell like the Lamb. I mean, you know, Mary came before him and she anointed his feet and she put the oil on him, and so that at the cross he smelt like her love and affection. So that would have been something that she would, even all the smells and noises and all the other stimuli that were going on the cross and being crucified, there was a fragrance. There was a fragrance of that love and of that commitment and of that. Okay, so that's what I want. I want that, and I know that you have that. You have that fragrance so that he can bring that revelation out of you. Do you agree with that?
Yes. I'm not even sure I have words to even follow that, John, but it could not... It could not come through. You cannot fake the Lamb nature. Mm-mm. There's no playing at the Lamb nature. It is utterly foreign to any part of humanity or Satan.
Yeah.
There is, if you're in either one, you cannot even fathom what it is to fake what you're trying to fake. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's just not, it's an impossibility. And I can say that as someone who, like John, I've watched him in you. I've met him in you. And more than that, I've met him for myself, because he used you to introduce himself. That's really what it is. When we let him be in us and go to someone else, then that's his mode of introduction. And Martha, you have never been satisfied with just what you want. You are one of the rare people who not only ask the Lord what he wants from you, but then you're willing to actually do it. That is one of the
That is one of the simplest and yet hardest things, I think, in this life. That is the not just hearing, but obeying. And I'm encouraged all the time by you, because there's no artifice in what you're doing. It's not an act. And I would know, I've watched many plays. You don't ask anything of any of us that you have not yourself walked out. That's the difference. And so when he gives you charge and says, I want you to prepare my church to meet the Lamb, then I want to hear what you have to say, because if you're calling on us to be prepared to meet him, that means that he has walked out in you that preparation before you even have it to give to us. Mm. There's the authority and the power. It's because it's being lived out. It's a live testimony, Martha. It's not a dissertation. And yeah, I do think it's absolutely perfect that this conference is now and that it's you.
Well, you have given me the encouragement that he can do it and he can speak it. So I thank you, because I'm very fragile about this message and this conference, and very vulnerable to him, because only he can pull it off.
What we were just giving is not a commending or accommodation of you. No, not, but I mean, though that you're willing to go through the process with him and allow his life to come forth from you, I'm not saying, oh my gosh, Martha's, you know, the only one, or okay. Number one, the Lamb nature isn't sweet. The Lamb nature isn't goodness. Your flesh can say, oh, I'm sweet, or can say, but I'm kind, or but I'm good, or but I'm meek, or I'm all these other things that we think that the Lamb nature is, which is just imitation of what we think. It's our imagination of what we believe. And I've met many a good person. I've met many a kind and sweet person, smiley, you know. That's not the Lamb nature I've met. That's not the Lamb that I've met. That's not the impartation of the Lamb nature that I've met. So, you know, in that, Jennifer, yeah, you're not going to fake the Lamb nature, and that's how we would fake it, because lambs are sweet and soft and cuddly, and we put them with children after they've been sedated so that they can you know, take Easter pictures. That's a lamb, but that's not the Lamb.
No.
A sedated, drugged out lamb for a kid's picture? No, that's not it. And it's not the lambs that are out in the field even. That's not it. That's not it. There is aspects, like he said, you know, the kingdom of God is, you know, the mustard and seed and, you know, the seed is not, you know, the kingdom. I'm trying to give you an aspect so you can even understand just a little itty bitty bit of what I am trying to communicate and what you're about to experience. So I'm giving you earthly things because your brain can only process things that you actually have tactile and direct knowledge of. That's the only things. So I'm going to give you all these little things, these grapes and these, the oil and the person that's on the side of the road and the Samaritan coming. I'm giving you all these little stories so that you can start to gain understanding of what you're about to, but to actually know, no. The mustard seed is... How close is that? Yeah, there's things. And so the lamb in the field, yes, there's aspects that God is trying to say, I'm going to show you things of myself in this, but that's not who I am. I'm just showing you little clues. Little clues. Mm-hmm. And no more is a picture of a city, the actual city, you know. You just see a two-dimensional bunch of colors. And so... I'm excited about that. But then I'm excited because I've seen it in your life. I've seen his lamb nature in you, and I smelled it. I've smelled the lamb nature in you. And so I think it's perfect that he's brought you to bring this message, because number one, you will deliver it in that lamb nature, in weakness and vulnerability. You're not coming to rule, and you're not aggressing upon the sheep. You're not going to deliver it with like that. You're delivering it in the lamb nature. And I want to see more of him. And he wants to use you to do it, great. If he wants to use Jennifer, great. If he wants to use me, great. Whatever. I want to know more of him at the end of this conference than I knew before the conference.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.